I'm Audrey Tracy.
And I'm Griff, and this is Selling on eBay, your weekly source for the information and inspiration you need to start, run, and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace. So, Audrey, how was Thanksgiving at your place? You have enough turkey and stuffing?
Yes, we were sufficiently stuffed. How about you?
Oh, we had a very quiet, peaceful Thanksgiving with some close friends at home, and I didn't overeat. It was wonderful.
Excellent. We have so much to be thankful for.
Yes, we do. So what's up for this week, Audrey?
Well, Alan Aisbitt is back with Trending Topics. He takes the pulse of the community conversations among sellers, looks for the most popular discussions, and reports back here every week. Then we have eBay seller Katie Zilverberg on the main story. She's going to share her seller origin story, how she got started selling on eBay, as well as how she's making it happen on eBay.
Cool. What's on deck for Inside eBay this week?
On Inside eBay, we speak with eBay seller and eBay employee.
A person can indeed be both, you know.
Yes, apparently they can. eBay seller and eBay employee Jason Schwartz will phone in from our Salt Lake City office to tell us how he balances working for eBay and selling on eBay.
Balances? Look, it can't be that hard. I sell on eBay, and you do too. It's a piece of cake.
Yeah, but we're small time compared to Jason. He sells an enormous amount of merchandise on eBay.
Like how much?
A lot. You'll just have to stay tuned to learn exactly how much. You'd be surprised.
Oh, surprised. You know how they thrill me, those surprises.
Oh, I do. Let's get to this week's trending topics, aka The Buzz. It's that time of the show again when we do our trending topics segment, and joining us is our dear old friend, Alan Aisbitt. You don't look that old. Alan, what's up?
Thank you. Hey, Audrey, how's it going? I'm still recovering from all the food I binged on over Thanksgiving. I barely fit in the door today. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I chilled with my family and watched some shows and fell asleep on the couch. You know, that kind of holiday.
My favorite. That's pretty much how mine went, too.
Okay, what have you got for us this week?
Well, the last week on our community boards was pretty quiet, but that is all changing.
Why is that?
Well, yesterday we launched the Making It Happen social and community campaign.
Ooh, tell me more.
So at this time of year, we know that sellers are hustling like crazy over the holidays. Photograph, list, pick, pack, ship, and repeat, and then do it again. So we thought we'd let our sellers show how hard they work and reward them for that hard work with a photo contest.
Ooh, how do sellers enter?
To enter, sellers should share a photo of how they are hashtag making it happen on eBay for a chance to win. Sellers can submit their entries by tagging their post hashtag making it happen and hashtag eBay on social, or they can fill out the contest entry form over on community. The community landing page has a gallery of all of the submitted photos, and we're updating that daily. So definitely make sure you keep checking it out to see the latest entries.
That's right. And you can, just to clarify, you can enter on Facebook and Twitter as well. Mm-hmm. Just be sure to look for the posts, our posts that mention Making It Happen, and comment on those posts with
exactly.
your photo. Okay. So what are the prizes? What can sellers win?
Well, there are some incredible prizes with this contest. The contest will be running for 4 weeks, and there will be a weekly winner. The weekly winners will receive a $500 eBay gift card. And then on top of that, there will be one grand prize winner. And that grand prize winner will receive a trip for two to eBay Open 2019 in Las Vegas. And that includes flight, hotel, and two admission tickets, an eBay Boost package, personalized consultation with a member of our merchant services organization, new branding, a logo and a banner for their stores and social channels, personalized consultations with a member of the Seller Hub team, and $200 in eBay branded shipping supplies.
Holy moly, that's a lot of money. Who's paying for all this?
I know, right? Well, we've taken it out of Griff's wages. Hopefully he won't notice.
Hey! Stop that!
Sorry about that, Griff.
We'll talk about that later. So what's the link for the landing page with all the information?
Good question. The link is ebay.com/makingithappen.
Okay, thanks for sharing. Can't wait to see all those entries. Anything else, Alan?
That's all for me this week. Time to hit the gym and work off all that turkey and eggnog. Chat with you again next week.
All right. Always a pleasure, Alan. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Coming up next, we'll chat with eBay Shine Award winner Katie Zilverberg. Welcome to The Main Story. Today, we'll chat with eBay seller and Shine Award winner Katie Zilverberg. She took the leap into full-time reselling. We'll hear about that, as well as how she shares her selling wisdom with the seller community. Welcome, Katie.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, let's start at the beginning. How did you get started selling on eBay?
I guess I sort of completely fell into it. My background is in nonprofit management. I have my master's degree in nonprofit management. I worked a lot of years in different nonprofit programs for different organizations. And just before I was doing eBay, I was the executive director for a Habitat for Humanity affiliate in Oregon. And I stepped away from that position to start my own business doing marketing consulting for small businesses. during the kind of the process of like setting up that business, I happened to like be at an Adidas outlet and I found some shoes and I was like, you know what? I wonder if these would sell because they were like at a really good price. And so I tried it out, put them up on eBay and they sold pretty quickly. And so that kind of like got me started. Like that was my first sale, which was in December of 2015. I had a limit of 10 items I could like list on eBay, which I'm sure a lot of sellers out there like how that is when you very first start. And so I just kind of started slowly, but I'm still trying to get this marketing consulting business up off the ground. But I found that like I was selling more and more on eBay and it just took off. I had to make this choice because I was in the middle of setting up this other business. I had 6 months of unemployment income and I'm like, basically I had to make it or break it by the end of these 6 months. And I realized that eBay was working for me. And so I just went head first into it. Here I am now almost 3 years later and this is what I do for a living. So it's kind of, I don't know, kind of crazy.
You specialize in a certain kind of apparel. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. When I started, I was just selling everything. I didn't know what I was doing. I did hard goods. I didn't do any clothing other than shoes. And then I think I went to like a Goodwill bins and I realized like, wow, there's like a lot of clothing available. And so I started kind of dabbling in that. And before I knew it, I kind of organically shifted over to doing all men's clothing and focusing on especially like vintage stuff like streetwear and sportswear and stuff like that. So now it's like I exclusively do men's clothing.
Now, what made you take the leap into full-time selling?
You know, it was really, like I said earlier, I had 6 months of unemployment. And in Oregon, I don't know if it's like this in other states, but in Oregon, they have this program where if you're starting your own business, you apply for this program and it allows you to focus all your time on that rather than like being out looking for a job. And you are able to bring in that income for 6 months. It was like make it or break it. I either had to be making enough money to support myself by the end of those 6 months or go out and find a regular job. And because eBay was so successful for me so quickly, I realized that I either needed to focus on that or focus on building my other business that I was working on. And so I went for eBay because I was having fun doing it. And so I just went for it.
Now, for those that want to make the leap into full-time selling, what advice would you give them?
What I would suggest other sellers do is if you're going to make that leap to full-time, you need to commit to it. You need to put your time and energy into it. You need to treat it like the job that it is. You need to like have like a schedule. You need to find balance. You can't just do the fun stuff and go out and source every day. Like you have to find that balance. You have to be learning all the time and you have to apply like all the tools that are out there available to you to make it work for you.
Now, you were the 2017 Shine Awards winner for the Rising Star category. What made you want to enter the Shine Awards?
You know, when I entered, I'd only been doing eBay full time for about a little over a year. And I don't even remember like how I learned about the Shine Awards. I must have seen a post about it or something because I was in like different Facebook groups. But when I saw it, I was just like, you know what? That sounds like me. At the time, they had the category Rising Star and it kind of fit perfectly for what I was doing. You know, I'd been doing it for a little over a year. I was already like bringing in a full-time income and it just looked like something interesting. And I'm just one of those people where if I see something that I like, I'll be like, oh, I'll try that. And so I just went ahead and applied for it. I thought I was a good candidate for it and it all went from there.
Well, congratulations. I know it's a couple years ago, but it's still special. Now, how did winning the Shine Awards impact your business and your life?
As far as my business goes, it's hard to really quantify it. Yes, you get the money reward from it. You get a free store subscription for a year. So that helps. You know, all these little things that like help you to kind of improve your business. But I would say the biggest thing that probably came out of it was my position as a leader within the seller community. Because when it happened, you know, it's like I had my little quote unquote 15 minutes of fame within the little seller community of eBay. And so I decided to start a YouTube channel. I started doing that. And at first, I didn't really know what I was going to do with it. But since then, it's really grown into something, you know, bigger and better than what I even could have imagined it to be. And I would say that's probably had like the biggest impact on my life. Maybe it doesn't like add anything to my bottom line as far as my business goes, but I think it greatly enriches my life and my position within the community.
That's actually what I want to talk about next. You've emerged as a leader within the selling community. You share lots of tips and advice. You have a Facebook group and a YouTube channel. What compels you to share so much?
All growing up, every job I've ever had, I've always tended to gravitate to leadership positions. It's just what I naturally do. And the real reason I went into nonprofit work in the first place is because I came to this realization years ago that I needed more than just getting by or, you know, working to support myself. I needed something bigger to focus on that was outside of myself. And so that's what got me into that kind of work. And so when I started working doing eBay, you know, I love selling. I love what I do as far as just the going out and sourcing and listing and getting to ship out stuff all over the world. I love that part of it, but that's just to support myself. I still needed like that element of helping other people. And so for me, getting involved in the seller community, being in different Facebook groups, and then doing the YouTube channel, and then bringing in Vicki Egan, who's my fiance, and she's also a big seller in the eBay community. She's a part of the Boss Group as well and helps to run that. Now we do the YouTube channel together. I just think that supporting each other is more important than focusing on myself. That's bottom line. And you can even step back from that and say, you know, we're not each other's competition. We're actually coworkers. And it does help my bottom line. It helps my business for other sellers to be good at what they do, because the experience that they provide to other buyers is going to impact whether or not they come back to the platform and buy from me.
Do you have any stories where folks have come to your groups or your YouTube channel and asked for advice and you've been able to help them turn around their business?
Yeah, I found that like almost every time that we have somebody come to us and say their sales aren't where they want to be, they're not seeing the numbers that they want to see. It's funny because it almost always comes down to, okay, your sell-through rate's actually pretty good. You just don't have the volume of inventory that you need. You know, it's like, yes, you need your pictures dialed in. You need to have good policies. You need to be following best practices. But like once you kind of do that and you have stuff that people want to buy, a lot of times it just comes down to having like a decent sized inventory and having enough stuff. And a lot of that has to do with being consistent with your listing. And almost every time we have somebody come to us, it kind of turns out that like, you know, they have a harder time kind of balancing that part where it's like, it's you, yes, you got a source, but you also have to be consistently active in your account and listing stuff almost every single day. Like one of my favorite stories is one of our Boss Group members and now one of our friends, Laura Franzica. She is an awesome seller. She has all kinds of great stuff. She goes to like estate sales and she finds really cool like art and collectibles. And now she's really into like Christmas ornaments and stuff. And we had her on our show and it was basically, it came down to that. You have awesome stuff. You have awesome listings. You just don't have enough of it. You're not consistently listing at the volume that you should be. Ever since then, she really buckled down and she's completely changed like how she approaches her store and her selling. And it has hugely impacted her bottom line. It's hugely impacted her sales numbers. She's super involved in our Facebook group and she's always talking about like, you know, what's going on, what she's doing and how successful it's made her store and how it's completely changed what she's seeing happening with her store. So it's just really cool.
That's such a great story. Switching topics. So you moved from Portland to Las Vegas, meaning you moved both yourself and your business. So what was that process like, moving all that inventory to another state?
Oh man, it was a fun one.
I bet.
Well, you know, you were asking me about the Shine Awards and what it, you know, how it impacted my business. It also, you know, it completely altered my life because, you know, I wasn't planning on going to eBay Open that year. I didn't have the money for it at the time. I was still building my business. So I applied for the award and because I was a finalist, I got to go to Open. And when I went to Open, that's where I met Vicki, my fiance, who's also a seller. And that kind of like started a whole nother chapter of my life. And that's why I moved to Vegas, because that's where she lives. It was like this whirlwind romance. It's the eBay love story. We met in July of 2017, and I was moved to Vegas to come be with her in December of last year, 2017. And so I made the decision that it was a good idea to move my full-time business, 2,000 items of inventory, across the country in the middle of the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Do you still stand by that decision?
You know what? I do, for sure. But it was definitely a lot of work. So a lot of it had to do with getting really organized with my inventory. And I managed to get it to where we had everything packed up in a U-Haul. We left on Saturday morning. I didn't have to extend my handling time. Monday, I was able to ship everything out from Vegas that was ordered over the weekend. So I was able to do it successfully. But yeah, it was all about getting all of my inventory organized to where I could basically pack it all up and then remove it from the truck and put it all away where it needed to go in Vegas when I got here. I actually documented it on our YouTube channel showing like how I got it ready. And then, you know, when I came to visit Vegas a couple times in between, we worked on setting up our inventory space here to accommodate both of our inventories because we each have our own store. So it's like 5,000 items in a 2-car garage. So it definitely took a lot of thought and organization to kind of get it all together.
Sure.
But we made it happen.
So speaking of Q4, you may have noticed that eBay's talking about making it happen quite a bit. We want to see how sellers are making it happen in Q4. So Katie, tell us how you're making it happen.
You know, making it happen in Q4, it takes a lot of making it happen before Q4. Vicki and I do 3 shows a week on YouTube. And one of the things like for months leading up to fourth quarter is we were really kind of hammering home to people like, listen, fourth quarter is not just about fourth quarter. It's about the lead up to it. You have to get ready for it, especially during the slow months of summer. It's like you need to get that inventory listed. You need to get ready for it. You need to get your supplies ready. You need to have everything ready. You want to have the inventory for people to buy it, and then you need to be ready to ship it all out because things are going to get crazy during fourth quarter. A lot of making it happen during fourth quarter is really about the preparation and being ready for it. And then even then, it's like you're just running around like a chicken with its head cut off during this time of the year. Honestly, it's about long hours. It's about being okay with never feeling like you have enough time to get anything done. And just buckling down and making sure you get everything taken care of, being ready with your supplies. Both of us, Vicky and I, are both seeing the best numbers we've ever seen during fourth quarter, and it's like completely insane. She's killing it. It's just nuts, the numbers that we're seeing in our stores right now. It's really just about being prepared for everything to be crazy and figuring out how to balance that with family life at the same time.
5,000 items in a 2-car garage, and you're doing your best numbers ever, so that's great. Speaking of making it happen, here's a cheap plug. Keep your eyes peeled on the eBay for Business Facebook and Twitter pages, as well as community.ebay.com. We'll be launching a new sweepstakes shortly after Thanksgiving. It's called the Making It Happen Sweepstakes, and you could win a $500 eBay gift card or the grand prize, a trip for two to eBay Open 2019. So I know, Katie, you'll be making it happen in Q4, and I would encourage everyone else to show us how you're making it happen in Q4 to win some awesome prizes. Katie, anything else you would want to say to your fellow sellers listening to the podcast?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say, just keep working hard. But I would also say, you know, I know this can be a really lonely business, especially for you guys who are doing it on your own. I mean, maybe don't have people personally in your life that know what's going on. So get involved in the community. Get out there, join groups, get to know each other online. I'm telling you, you never know where it's going to lead. You should definitely come and find us in the Boss Facebook group because we love sellers of all levels. So if you're looking for that support, come find us.
Thank you. Great advice, Katie. It's been a pleasure. Come back and see us and update us as your eBay journey evolves.
Absolutely.
We've been speaking with Katie Zilverberg about how she makes it happen on eBay. Coming up next, an eBay employee who's also an eBay seller. Joining us now is Jason Swartz, an integration specialist in the eBay Salt Lake City office. He's also a very successful eBay seller specializing in Nike footwear products. Welcome, Jason.
Thanks, Audrey, for having me.
So let's start with your job at eBay. What does an integration specialist do?
I work with the top merchants on our platform and help bring them live to site. These are typically large businesses, some with large online presences already, and others are just looking to start selling online. I'm very fortunate to be on the team that I'm on. We are a very small team, but we are very tenured. Of the six of us, we have over 70 years of eBay experience between us, and we're fortunate to get to work with so many other great eBay teams due to the high-profile businesses we assist in bringing live to site.
That's a lot of experience. Now tell me, how did you get started selling on eBay?
I have always been one of those entrepreneur-spirited individuals. I had my first business when I was 12, selling sports cards at the flea market, picking them up by the box, you know, at the store, selling them by the pack, just kind of started that way. I've always liked to kind of refer to what I do in the form of a sports analogy. I stepped up to the plate many, many times to swing the bat. I've had a few strikeouts through the years. I've had some base hits, maybe a double here and there. I've always put up enough points to kind of keep me in the game. And then it was really about 5 years ago that I hit my home run and found the product line that was right for me. And that's where I am now.
So you started selling on eBay before you became an eBay employee. Is that right?
I probably started around 98. Not aggressively. It was more of a casual thing. A lot of buying and then some selling here and there. But it really started to take off probably about 10 years ago for me selling on eBay.
And tell us about now. How many transactions do you do a year on eBay?
I'm probably going to come in just shy of about 24,000 transactions this year.
Wow, that's impressive. Now, how does selling on eBay make you a better eBay employee?
It helps me really be more in tune of what's going on. As an employee, I really consider it my responsibility to utilize our platform. When I'm bringing on a large business and they realize how much I sell in my spare time, I get their attention and they really become more focused and engaged and just enthusiastic about our site. When I talk about such things as offering free return shipping or utilizing promoted listings, I'm not speaking from a playbook that eBay's saying I should talk to them about. I'm speaking to them from my heart, and I can explain to them why I utilize the things that I do and the value it's brought my business. I put my money where my mouth is. I share my experiences with the people I talk to, and I'm able to have the empathy with them when we encounter issues. I go through the same thing that the people I talk to encounter on a daily basis, and when I'm able to provide that level of experience, they're really interested in what I have to say and take it serious.
Apparently, there's a whole gang of you guys in the Salt Lake City office, employees who also have sizable businesses on eBay. What do your teammates sell?
Now, there's quite a few of us out here, and it's surprisingly a pretty tight-knit community. We've all kind of found each other through one form or another, whether it be at eBay Open or other initiatives. And we have a few things here where we work together to try and really bring engagement upon the community. And some of these individuals, some of them, like I said, do their own businesses, purchasing from wholesalers, selling a lot of clothing and shoes. Others take a lot of items from their friends and clean out their house and donate all their proceeds to charity. Where others are just retail arbitrage, going to different stores, purchasing clearance and things like that. Some of them do it to help pay the bills. Others do it to kind of pay for their vacations. And they all just have fun with it. So there's a whole group of us out here and a lot of really unique things that they do.
Now we're in the throes of holiday selling. So how do you balance the busyness of working at eBay with the busyness of your own business?
Coffee and lots of it. But seriously, though, it's coffee. no, but I couldn't do it on my own. I have a handful of others who help out, and I owe it to them to help carry the business. Recently, I took on a business partner so that I could expand and grow the business. He is there during the day while I'm at work, and he takes care of the day-to-day operations. We have a couple of very dedicated employees that have helped save us on more than a few occasions. And my wife plays a very critical role as well day-to-day to help keep things running and allowing me to stay sane.
It takes a village.
Yes, it does.
So as a seller on eBay, you probably come across all kinds of ways that you would like to improve eBay. Do you make suggestions to the appropriate teams?
Yeah, I take my role as an employee seller extremely serious on the site, and I communicate to a lot of different teams and departments throughout the company. I really consider it my responsibility as an employee because I'm in a unique spot. I wear two hats here. I've got two jobs, and both of them are dependent upon the success of eBay. I got my day job and I've got my evening job through my business. So, you know, if something's wrong with eBay and I don't bring this to the appropriate people's attention, it's on me. Kind of like touching on the role that I have in the integration team here and my experience and my tenure in this company, I've really been able to work closely with a lot of unique individuals and a lot of project and program managers. And a lot of people are familiar with my selling history. So I get the regular emails and contacts. And when these teams come to Salt Lake or even when I go to San Jose, I like to sit down and speak to them and share my experiences. Because if there's anything that I can do to make this site better for not just our sellers, but for our buyers, I recommend it. One thing I am pleased about, most of the suggestions that I've brought to different teams, I'm happy to say most of the time they're like, oh yeah, we got that. That's going to roll out in Q2 or that is going to roll out in Q1. So the teams that are working on these things are pretty on the ball and have a grasp of what's going on, but doesn't keep me from reaching out and trying to share my expertise where I can.
You started selling on eBay before you started working at eBay. So why did you choose to work here?
It was kind of really by chance. I had a former coworker from Las Vegas where I was living at the time who called me up and said he thought that I would really like eBay in the Salt Lake area. My wife and I were looking to kind of start a family soon, and Vegas really wasn't where we wanted to be, so the timing just kind of worked out. I drove up here for an interview, brought my wife up with me shortly after to check it out, kind of make sure that we were on the same page with that, and one thing just led to another. And I mean, I've always been very high on eBay. I consider eBay one of the greatest companies out there in the world for a few reasons. We not only as an organization employ thousands of people around the world, but we create opportunity for millions of others. eBay is really, it's the American dream. Anyone can jump on our site, start selling. There's free of prejudices. It doesn't matter your gender, your race. If you have any handicaps, it doesn't matter on eBay. You have an opportunity to succeed if you just put in a little bit of hard work. And I couldn't have been happier to get the opportunity to work for a company like eBay because of that.
So as an integration specialist, you've probably seen lots of sellers be successful on the platform. If you could share one bit of advice on how to be successful on eBay, what would it be?
Don't give up. Don't be afraid to strike out, whether it's with a product line, whether it's with a difficult situation with a particular customer. You know, keep plugging away. Learn from what you've done and always strive to improve. Take care of your customers. Treat your business like a business. And I don't care if you sell one item a month or 1,000 items a day. You're in the same bucket and you need to treat it like a business and don't be afraid of change. We're in a very fast changing environment. And when eBay institutes a new policy such as free return shipping, don't assume it won't work for you. I got to admit, I was scared when it first came out, but I adopted it And for every dollar I spend on return shipping, I get about $1.70 back in top-rated discounts. I viewed the change from a business point of view, and I made my decision from a business standpoint, not from my gut. Not only have I made more money, but I'm also able to provide a better experience for my customers. And I'm under the firm belief, and this is me as a business owner speaking here, that if eBay tells me that I should do something, I tend to listen. Because one thing I can guarantee is that eBay has done a heck of a lot more market research on that trend than I have. And eBay is a business as well, and I think many people forget that. eBay wouldn't recommend that I do something if they thought it meant it would lower my sales, because eBay's only making money if I'm selling items. So when eBay says, we think you should be doing this, I take it pretty serious and I test it out and I make that decision based off of the analytics after.
Yeah, one of the things we always say around here is operate on data, not on emotions.
Yep.
Working a full-time job and selling must really get overwhelming, particularly around the holidays. And I'm sure a lot of eBay sellers can relate to that. Do you have any tips for staying focused?
Do what you can. Get your rest. Be prepared, think ahead, but delegate. You don't have to do this on your own. If you really want to grow your business, you're going to need the help of others. So find good employees that you trust and take care of them, because your success depends on that. Do what you can to relax, rest, have some fun. We've got some fun things planned for our employees, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, bringing in food. We got a few games planned and things like that. We try to make it light and fun and doesn't have to be stressful. It's only going to be stressful if you make it stressful.
Right. That's great advice. Anything else you want to say to eBay sellers out there? Either advice for selling or tips for the holiday?
A couple things really quick I'd like to say, and it's kind of a little late now, but think about this moving forward for the holiday season. One of the things that I did that I found very beneficial was starting November 1st, I changed my return policy to 60 days. For those kind of paying attention to the calendar this year, you notice Black Friday is 32 days before Christmas. That's one of the busiest shopping days of the year. So especially being in a category where the products that I have are fit to size, so that, you know, you're buying a gift for someone, a pair of shoes or a shirt, there's a good chance you're going to pick up the wrong size. Why would I buy from someone who has a 30-day return policy if the person's not opening the gift till 32 days later?
Right. So great point.
Take things like that into consideration. And this past week has been my best week of the year in sales on the site and before going into Black Friday. And I have a feeling that has something to do with it. The other thing from a business standpoint, and I've preached this multiple times, as a small business owner, don't undervalue your time and what your time is worth. Take some time to yourself. Sometimes hire an employee for $10 an hour. Think of everything from a business standpoint. Yes, it's a task that's easy to do and you can do it. But should you be doing it? Should you not get somebody right. else in? You know, if you want to grow, or sometimes you just want to sit on the couch and hang out with your children or your spouse, and paying someone $10 an hour to do something that you used to do is worth that time. So value every minute of your time and do the appropriate thing for your business and for your sanity, because this time of year can be stressful for a lot of people, and do your best to eliminate that stress and give yourself the freedom and flexibility that you need. It's a heck of a lot happier and more prosperous season when you do that. So there's nothing worse than too much stress come holiday time.
It's all about opportunity cost.
Correct.
Well, thank you so much, Jason, for your time and your insights. Really appreciate it. Wishing you a prosperous holiday season.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be here. You have a great day.
Thanks, Happy Jason. Holidays. We've been chatting with eBay employee and successful eBay seller Jason Swartz.
Coming up next, what's hot with our always open sellers? Today, we have our communications manager, Melissa Ojeda, who is here to talk about a group of awesome brick and mortar sellers who are making it happen on eBay. To find out what they're selling and what's hot in their stores, both online and offline, I want to welcome you, Melissa. Is this your first interview with the podcast?
It is.
Woo-hoo.
Thanks for having me.
Aren't we profesh in here? We know what we're doing, don't we, Griff? Yeah, nodding. Yes, confidently. So for those sellers not aware of the program, can you tell us a bit about Always Open?
Sure. So Always Open is a program where we've partnered with our brick and mortar sellers to bring them eBay branding. So a lot of times you go into a store and you have no idea that you can actually buy something off eBay from them. I do this a lot when I travel. I pack my suitcase very, very full. Mm-hmm. And then I want to buy all the stuff.
Yep.
And I have no room. So I either need to ship it home or I need to buy another suitcase.
Oh.
So what we have done with a lot of the sellers is actually put branding that says we're always open on eBay, and you're able to find them directly onto a program website where you can actually just buy from in-store on your mobile phone and have it shipped to you instead of having to squeeze it into your suitcase like I always do.
So what I also love about this program is that brick and mortar shops can't be open 24/7, can they? They need to sleep. They exactly. need to have a life. And what this program enables is kind of joining the two together, so online and offline, so that brick and mortar seller can stay open 24/7. They don't have to close their doors. Their doors are always open on eBay.
Exactly. We tell them to keep their cash register ringing after hours this program.
That's super. So where are these sellers based exactly?
So when we kicked off the program earlier this year, we started with San Francisco and New York kind of as our flagship. We enabled 30 sellers in both of those cities. And then we also worked with Reflections of Trinity, Lori Wong, and enabled her store. And she let us do all kinds of fun stuff, lots and lots of branding with her store windows and in-store and banners and all of that. And then when the packages went out last week, it was to stores all over North America. And we've actually also been working with our international partners, and we are looking at expanding in the UK and Germany.
Wow, we are taking this program seriously. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So how does it work? I go into my favorite store and I see that they have always open material in the window. What happens next?
So the material will say eBay, so you'll know specifically. It's like when you walk into a store and they say that they accept MasterCard or Visa. Now you'll see a sign that says, we're always open on eBay, and there will be a QR code. Mm-hmm. So you take out your phone, iPhone, Android, Google Pixel, whatever else is out there,
sure.
as long as it's a smartphone,
yep.
and you enable your camera, and you just hover over that QR code, and you'll see a little pop-up. And it says, always open, and you click on it, and it will take you directly to our mobile-friendly site where you can shop their store.
Then you could, I guess, bookmark that page because you love that store so much. And if you miss the time that they're open, then you just go and do the shopping at nighttime.
Exactly. And when you do go to the page, you will have to search just a tad because it is mobile enabled. And so finding the friendliest way to get this to our users was to be able to shop by category. So let's say you're in your favorite music shop, you go to the page, just click on music, and then you'll be able to find their store really easily.
Okay. So as we think about what's hot and what's selling, what inventory are these sellers offering that are doing really well on the site?
Yeah. So we actually have inventory from all of our categories.
Right.
Even like business and industrial. But I think some of the more common categories that you'll find are sporting goods shops, like bike shops, music shops, a lot of clothing stores, mm-hmm. and a lot of camera shops.
Right.
We had a lot of camera sellers that opted into the program, and we've been seeing them get that branding up and go from there.
So what I also love about this is if you see something online, particularly clothing, so things that you need to touch and have an experience with, you can actually go into the store and try on the piece of clothing or, you know, hold the camera and see if it fits with how you feel. So you see it on eBay, you purchase it potentially, or you go in store and then it works. I mean, the seller's going to have that experience both online and offline. And so the consumer can go and have the experience as they like it. Are any of these sellers doing particularly well right now over holiday?
So since the packages just went out, we're actually just circling back with them for Small Business Saturday to make sure their stuff is up and running.
Great.
And we're hoping that we'll get some additional feedback over the next month to make sure that when we extend it to the next set of sellers that have come to us, that we're making sure we're incorporating that feedback and to make them the most successful.
And so to that point, if there are sellers out there who are listening to this podcast and who would like to participate in Always Open, how do they do that and how do they apply?
Sure. So on their mobile or desktop, the website works on either, they can go to ebay.com/alwaysopen and they'll see our landing page. They'll be able to see what kind of sellers and stores are on it. They'll be able to see our categories. And then right on that page, you can see sign up today. Go ahead and click that. It's a quick form to fill out, and then we go ahead and vet, make sure everything looks good, and you'll get your materials about 30 days later.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much, Melissa. Always love catching up with you. Next week, we're going to have one of the merchants from our fashion team come in and speak to us. But until then, happy selling, and we'll speak to you soon. We've been speaking with Melissa Ojeda, Communications Manager at eBay.
And that's all for this episode. Hey, Audrey, did you learn anything from this week's show?
Yes, I learned that I need to sell a lot more stuff on eBay so I can be like Jason Schwartz.
With your workload? Girl, good luck.
I can dream, can't I?
Yes, you can, Audrey. Yes, you can. Always be reaching for the stars, babe.
Always. You too, Griff.
Now it's time for housekeeping.
Housekeeping? Is that a new segment? No one tells me anything around here.
No. It's not a new segment. I just thought we should plug some of our community efforts, like meetups. If you're going stir crazy, listing and packing and shipping alone at home, and you need some shoot the breeze FaceTime with other sellers like yourself, why not see if there's a meetup in your area? Go to www.ebay.com/meetups to see the meetup calendar.
Meetups are really fun, and don't forget to tune into our weekly Facebook Live broadcast every Wednesday at 12:30 Pacific Time. You can find us at facebook.com/ebayforbusiness.
And did I mention our hotline? No? Well, I will. You can be on the podcast, you know. Just call us at 888-723-4630. You can call that hotline any time of the day, any day of the week, with your eBay question, comment, or suggestion.
And we have our very own email address where you can send your questions if you're too shy to call our hotline. Email us at sellingoneBay@eBay.com. That's sellingoneBay@eBay.com. And now the credits.
Presenting the Selling on eBay production team, our thought leader and master cylinder, director of community, Brian Burke.
Our community correspondent, Alan Aisbett.
Technology and correspondent, Doug Smith.
Social marketer, Liz Austin.
Script writer, guest wrangler, top girl, and co-host, Audrey Tracy.
Ooh, top girl. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means.
No, look it up.
And finally, editor-in-chief and host, Griff. We'll be back next week with a fresh new episode of Selling on eBay.
Selling on eBay is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.
That was good.
I thought you did well, actually.
A couple of goof-ups.
No, but you're like getting really professional.
You had that really long sentence.
I did. I didn't put any commas in.
We just keep on going.
Yeah, we just add this to the end.
Right.
You can cut it now, Alan.